Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. It was a chaotic scene in Winthrop over the weekend, and it's now being investigated as a hate crime. Authorities say 28-year-old Nathan Allen stole a truck from a plumbing company, crashed into a building, and then shot two people, both of them black. 60-year-old Air Force veteran Ramona Cooper and 68-year-old retired state police trooper David Green were killed. Allen was then killed in a shootout with police. Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins joins us. Good morning. Thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning.
So why is your office now investigating this as a hate crime?
The men and women of law enforcement that rushed to this scene and have literally been there since Saturday afternoon when it unfortunately took place, have found really disturbing writings from Nathan Allen, the individual that killed retired Staff Sergeant Ramona Cooper and retired trooper David Green. So it's the language this individual was using in his own handwriting that has made us believe in this early stage that this was fueled by hate.
And where were those writings found?
We have done, unfortunately, Deb, when things like this happen, we not only look around, you know, the bed of the truck that the individual was in, we then start moving away from the scene to where does this individual live? Can we have access to their home, to their phones, to other things? So there were writings that he had in his home, and there, you know, we will be discussing further the more that we learn. But there were writings that he had in his home about some troubling beliefs that he had.
Do you know where he was going or why he stole that truck from a local plumbing company?
We don't have that information yet. We do know. Winthrop is a small town, and if this individual, the way that this individual is driving well above the speed limit on a residential street in Winthrop, Deer Island is out near two temples, Jewish temples near there, but he did not make any indication that we found yet that he was headed there. We just know that he had some anti-Semitic writings and swastikas in some of his books.
Now, we know something a bit about Nathan Allen, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but reports indicate he was white, he lived in Winthrop, married with his engagement written up in the Boston Globe last year, a physical therapist, he had a doctorate. All of that's correct.
That is accurate.
Mm-hmm. Did he have a legal gun? Was it his gun? Do you know?
He had a valid license to carry, Deb, which many of the homicides that I deal with as the chief law enforcement officer in Suffolk County, Boston, Chelsea, Winthrop, Revere, it is not a licensed firearm that is used, right? These are stolen weapons or an individual that has a weapon but does not have the appropriate credential to do so. This individual, for all intents and purposes, appeared outward facingly, for whatever this definition is, normal, right? This was a 28-year-old, highly educated, working man, married in a quiet town of Winthrop. But beneath the surface, there were many other things going on. And I think it's just really important where we find ourselves in this country that we have to start talking about some of the fear and anxiety that all of us are feeling, whether I disagree with it or agree with it. If there is fear among, you know, a large population of men in this age demographic, we don't have to kowtow to that. But I do think we need to start talking about it because this is erupting across our country in violence. And that's fueled by hate.
Does it appear that he acted alone?
We are still obviously looking very closely into that, Deb. At our first glance, we do believe that this is somebody who acted on his own, and that is why we as members of law enforcement decided to put out a little more information about him there. But we are working with our national or federal law enforcement partners to see how deep this went and who else this individual was in communication with. We believe, and I stood yesterday with the town manager, the former chief of police of Winthrop, Delahanty. I've been in contact with Colonel Mason of our Mass State Police, as well as all of the responders, Boston, Chelsea, Revere, Transit Police, as far as NEMLAC as well, Northeast Massachusetts Law Enforcement Council, they all came and helped. We are working with the FBI and others to see what other ties this individual may have had to what other entities.
Mm-hmm. And just briefly, the victims who we mentioned, Ramona Cooper and David Green, they were trying to help?
I believe, you know, at first glance, Ramona Cooper was simply walking across the street. She was a retired staff sergeant in the Air Force, you know, and was shot 3 times in the back. This individual, and we've met, you know, now we're almost 48 hours past what it is that occurred, this tragedy. We now know that Nathan Allen, you know, entered somebody else's vehicle and let them live. Saw many other people, and we are happy that none of those individuals were harmed. But the only two people that he opened fire on were two visible people of color who happened to be black in Winthrop. And you know what's tragic is as with any death, but with retired Staff Sergeant Cooper and retired Trooper Green, these individuals protected us. You know, with her service, she permits people like me to have the opinions that I have, or us to engage in spirited dialogue and to be who we are and have First Amendment rights here. Ramona Cooper protected those rights. And Trooper Green, for 36 years as a member of law enforcement, ran to harm to protect us, as did the Winthrop police officer that, after instructing Mr. Allen, according to several eyewitnesses, to drop his firearm and he refused, had to, you know, end that threat to the people of Winthrop and to the community. And we are so grateful that sergeant was not harmed. But there is an emotional turmoil that happens when you mm-hmm. have to take somebody's life. This is an incredibly difficult job, and law enforcement did tremendous work. And then you heard they all stood at attention when Trooper Green was taken by the medical examiner from the scene in Winthrop, and then first responders and nurses stood in honor of him down Albany Street as the medical examiner pulled his body into have the autopsy conducted.
All right, Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Take care.